AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Turkey's shoot down of a Russian warplane was intended to provoke Moscow. This is according to the Russian foreign minister, who says Russia does not, though, intend to go to war with Turkey. President Obama says the shoot down points to an ongoing problem with Russia's airstrikes in Syria, which borders Turkey.
Turkey, like every country, has a right to defend its territory and its airspace.
Russia says its warplane was over Syria, not Turkey, when it was shot out of the sky. Just into us, an investigative report on the U.S. air attack that killed more than 20 civilians at a hospital in Afghanistan last month. The new report says the crew of the attacking fighter plane misidentified the target, believing it to be a government compound taken over by the Taliban. Brussels has been locked down for 4 days, fearing a possible terror strike. Today, schools and subways are beginning to reopen, though police with machine guns are patrolling the streets. Sometimes tense but mostly calm protests in the streets of Chicago last night, as authorities released a police dash cam video. Chicago and the nation are getting a first look at that dash cam video, which shows a white police officer shooting a black teenager 16 times. AP correspondent Martin DeCaro with what is on that video.
Laquan McDonald swings into view on a four-lane street where police vehicles are stopped in the middle of the roadway. He's jogging at first, then slows to a brisk walk, veering away from two officers drawing their guns. One appears to fire from close range almost immediately, and McDonald spins around and crumples to the pavement.
The officer now charged with first-degree murder. His lawyer says the video doesn't tell the whole story. The day before Thanksgiving, and almost 47 million of us are expected to travel over the long holiday period. This is AP Radio News. Does it feel a little hot to you? AP correspondent Diane Kepley with the record-breaking heat report.
Stand-up comics might have a field day with questions like, how hot is it? Or hot enough for you? But scientists with the World Meteorological Organization say it's no laughing matter. The early projections are that 2015 will be the hottest year on record, and the heat is likely to continue into next year. Researchers say it's likely that the world has now warmed by 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit over temperatures that were reported during pre-industrial times in the late 19th century. The heat is on because of the effects of global warming and a strong El Nino. This year has seen extreme weather, from heat waves in Pakistan and India to heavy rains and flooding in the southern U.S. and even drought in other areas. I'm Diane Kepley.
And beginning on Monday, world leaders, including President Obama, among others, will be at the United Nations climate change talks. They begin next Monday in Paris. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.